This is Dick Hayden from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of February 14, 2020 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. Happy Valentine's Day! We have one van going home tonight from the alley, but we'll get everyone there just as quickly as possible. Chili Soup, Stew, and Dessert Cook-Off. Our annual Chili Soup, Stew, and Dessert Cook-Off is scheduled for Saturday, February 9, 2020, obviously, from 5 until 8 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road in Raleigh. $6 to eat. Feel free to enter a dish. And if you are not making chili, etc., please bring some crackers, cheese, sour cream, cornbread, Fritos, etc. Let us know if you will need transportation. We will have at least one van and hopefully two, so we will need a list of who wants to ride by the 28th. Anyone can come, and anyone can participate. You do not have to be a bowler. Candy money, please turn in your funds. See Frances and let her know the status of your candy boxes. The Sweetheart Tournament. The Durham Pin Devils are inviting you to the 20th Annual Sweetheart Tournament to be held Saturday, February 15th at 10 a.m., with registration beginning at 9 a.m. This will take place at Village Lanes, 330 North Hardy Street, H-A-R-D-E-E, in Durham, North Carolina, 27703. Phone number is 919-682-9145. Anyone who wishes to ride the city van should meet at the JC and be ready to leave at 7:30 a.m. Transportation is $10 for this trip. Please confirm tonight who will be riding so that I can give Colin a list. The CBA Mailographic. The Raleigh Outlaws will bowl the CBA Mailographic on Friday, March 6 this year. Entry fee of $6 is due in the lane envelopes on Friday, February 21. For other leagues wishing to participate, please send entry money payable to CBA Tournament Fund and list of bowlers with the 2018-2019 average or current average if they did not have a book average from last season. Let's see. You need to send this information to Terrell Jones at 803 Nestleway Drive, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27406-8237. He will email a score sheet the day that he receives the names. The tournament should be bowled between February 1 and March 10, 2020, and scores submitted within a week after the tournament is bowled. Free! Melissa Tucker has the past year's worth of our Daily Bread devotional books in Braille, available for anyone who would like them. Please call her at 919-832-4982. And something else that's free, free furniture. Sharon Weisner, a friend of the disabled community, has several pieces of furniture for anyone who can come and get it out of her house. One desk with credenza, one large bookcase with two double doors on it, and one organ. The organ is downstairs. However, the other items are upstairs. She has no one to help with moving these items, so if interested, please be sure to have people available who can help. You may contact Sharon B., if interested, at 919-755-0700. The Roan Tournament. The Charles E. Roan Tournament in Winston-Salem will be held on Saturday, March 21. We will bowl at Major League Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem. Bowling will begin at 9 a.m. Entry fees are $35. Outlaw entry money will be due in the envelopes on Friday, March 6. Other leagues, please communicate with Jerry Mintz, M-I-N-T-Z, at jerrymintz@att.net or by telephone at 336-391-0054. Packets will be emailed out later today. the ABBA National Tournament. Make your plans now for the ABBA National Tournament May 20 to 25. Outlaw ground transportation will be available at a total cost of $150 per person round trip. A $75 deposit can be paid any time between now and April 17. After April 17, that deposit is non-refundable. The remaining $75 is due prior to departure on May 20. Outlaw registration deadline, let us know and pay your entry fee by March 20 if you plan to go so that we can start working on teams. You can change your mind up until March 27. We will be trying to make up teams and get our entry into Sandy McDaniel the first weekend of April to ensure that we get the bowling times we request. Any of our friends in other leagues who would prefer to receive information by mail, please email Sandy McDaniel the name and address that she can then mail the information back to you. The earlier she receives your information for the tournament, the more likely she will be able to place you at the times you prefer to bowl based on how she receives the check and forms in the mail. All bowlers are responsible for making their own hotel reservations. We will be staying at the Marriott Cincinnati Airport, 2395 Progress Drive, Hebron, H-E-B-R-O-N, Kentucky, 41048. The phone number there is 859-586-0166. Room rates are $94 for a king room and $109 for a double room. Cutoff date is May 6, 2020. To get the group rate, make sure that you tell them you are with the ABBA. Excuse me. They do provide complimentary shuttle service from the airport to the Crestview Hills Town Center, offering a variety of dining and shopping options. They also provide complimentary parking and internet. Bowling will be held at the Super Bowl Center, 510 Commonwealth Avenue, Erlanger, E-R-L-A-N-G-E-R, Kentucky, 41018. Buses will be provided for the short commute to and from the bowling lanes. These lanes were used for our 1980 and 1981 bowling tournament. The owner of the lines will be providing breakfast, lunch, and a drink special. The pro shop will be open during the tournament. The lanes are wood and the approach is level with no steps. There is a convenience store in the parking lot if you need to purchase anything before returning to the hotel. SBBA tournament information. Please note, we do bowl in Raleigh on April 3rd. That's part of this tournament time. Hello, bowlers. The bowlers in your league are invited to participate in the Southeastern Blind Bowling Annual Tournament. This year's tournament will be held in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, April 3, 4, and 5. Please encourage your league members to attend this year's tournament. We will be staying at the Best Western Haines Mall Hotel, 3330 Silas, S-I-L-A-S, Creek Parkway, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Included is a complimentary hot breakfast and complimentary Wi-Fi. The rooms are $74 plus tax for double queen rooms. The phone number to call for reservations is 336-893-7540. And when making reservations, let them know that you are with SBBA to get the special rate. The cutoff date is March 19, 2020. Reservations will be made after this date when they will be at a higher rate. The bowling competition will be held at Major League Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. The phone number is 336-765-8009. The scheduled events are as follows. Friday evening at 7 p.m., we will have a short meeting at the hotel, and everyone is welcome to come and participate as we value your opinions. Then at 8 o'clock p.m. until 10 p.m., there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you will be able to pick up your schedules. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the bowling will begin with the team event. In the afternoon at 1 p.m., the Masters Tournament will be held. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and noon if needed, the tournament will conclude with the doubles and singles competition. If you have not sanctioned with SBBA and would like to attend the tournament, you can include your $6 fee with the packet. So here's a wrap-up on the important dates and other information for this tournament. Tournament date, April 3, 4, and 5, 2020. Entry deadline, March 10. Cutoff date for the statistical sheet information, March 1. Hotel, Best Western Plus Haines, H-A-N-E-S, Mall Hotel. Address, 3330 Silas Creek Parkway, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Phone number, 336-893-7540. Room rate, a special at $74 plus tax per night. Hotel reservation cutoff, March 19. Bowling Center, Major League Lanes. Address, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Telephone number, 336-765-8009. Entry fees, regular tournament, $56. Master tournament, $25. Make all checks payable to SBBA Tournament and mail them to Sandy McDaniel, M-C, capital D-A-N-I-E-L, 115 Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L Boulevard, apartment 14102, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114. Hold the date, folks. May 2nd will be the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational at Buffalo Lanes North in Raleigh. More details will be coming soon, but for now, just look forward to fun, fellowship, and sportsmanship, and a great bake sale. The ABBA 2020 Cash Raffle. Hear ye, hear ye. Get your ABBA raffle tickets now. The fundraising committee is sponsoring a cash raffle this year. We all love winning cash, and the odds are much better than the lottery. Raffle tickets will be sold for $5 each or 5 tickets for $20. Two-thirds of the money raised will go to the ABBA General Fund, and one-third will be divided equally between 4 lucky winners. The more tickets that are sold, the higher the cash prizes. The drawing will be held at the 2020 ABBA Tournament in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. Winners do not need to be present to win. Leagues may send in names and addresses of those wanting to participate, along with a check payable to ABBA, and mail that to Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Urkilla, E-R-K-I-L-L-A, 5253 42nd Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55417. Call Janice with any questions at 612-722-3041. Chances will be sold at the tournament in May. Remember, you determine the amount of cash prizes. The more you buy, the higher the prize. If anyone wishes tickets, please email Janice Urkilla at R-E-R-K-I-L-L-A at Comcast.net. And good luck from the ABBA Fundraising Committee. Well, let's take a look at the hot shots for Week 17. Judy Eason Farr, 87. Kenny Farr, 141. Robert Parrish, 124. Azaria Dowd, 152. Shelby Foster, 127. Francis Council, 157. Albert Roberson, 147. Darwishi Adams, 90. Zelda Price, 124. Marjorie Hurd, 114. Tommy Simmons, 134. Don Ball, 120. Carla Smith, 139. Reggie Blunt, 111. Herbert Everett, 165. Ginger Rush, 142. Jeff Tucker, 109. Reuben Bowens, 92. And Justin Miles at 99. ABBA awards are being given as follows. For single games, over average, 100 pins over, 75 pins over, and 60 pins over for averages of less than 100. There are two classes, silver and bronze, and within each there's the PM, the TM, the PF, the TF, the SM, and the SF. Okay, let's run them off here. Silver PM 225 and over. Bronze PM 215 to 224. Silver TM 175 and over. Bronze TM 165 to 174. Silver PF 195 and over. Bronze PF 185 to 194. TF in the silver category, 155 and over. Bronze TF 145 to 154. Silver SM 260 and over. Bronze SM 250 to 259. And silver SF 230 and over. Bronze SF 220 to 229. Triplicates and the following splits are 4-6, 4-6, 10, 4-6, 7, 4-6, 7, 10, 7-8, 10, 8, 10, 7-9, 10, 7-9, and 7-10. If anyone who bowls a game which qualifies for an award, please let Ginger know, preferably by email or a note, so that she can request it. Now, who has the bye, or what week do I have off? Here's the list of who has a bye for February and for March. February 14, Team 5, Strike Time. February 21, Team 1, Sharpshooters. February 28, Team 9, The Hangman. March 6, Team 3, The Pit Bulls. March 13, Team 10, The Rough Riders. And March 27, Team 6, The Midnight Bandits. Remember that we do not bowl on March 20th before Winston-Salem. The Raleigh Outlaws would like to offer condolences to Sharon and her family on the loss of a family member in Asheville this week. Sharon, Renee, and Azaria are all in Asheville with the family tonight. Condolences also to a friend of the league, Catherine Garrett, who worked at the Holiday Inn reservations for many years with James and who moved to Charleston after the reservation center here closed. Catherine's husband, Jim, passed away this week after a very long fight against cancer. Let's move now to the calendar of events, things that are coming up. Audio Dart, a two-day regional tournament 6. This is sponsored by the Raleigh Audio Dart League, RADL. They say, come and join in on a fun-filled weekend of highly competitive audio dart throwing games with cash prizes to winners immediately following each game. The RADL is in great need of fully sighted 20/20 to 20/40 visual acuity volunteers for this weekend event. Specifically, 4 volunteers are needed on March 27, Friday evening from 7 until 10 p.m., and 8 volunteers are needed on March 28, Saturday, all day from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The volunteers will serve primarily as spotters for the games. Spotters mostly assist with retrieving darts for the players and calling out the closest numbers to where a dart thrown had missed the dart board. Please email Alicia Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M, at Alicia McDonald, that's A-L-I-C-I-A-M-C-D-O-N-A-L-D, 3, the number 3, at yahoo.com, or give her a call at 323-839-3530 if you can help. Well, how about the when and the where? The when is Friday, March 27. From 7 until 10 p.m. and Saturday, March 28, from 9 a.m. until mid-evening. I guess that depends on how fast you throw your darts. Where? Well, it'll be at the Holiday Inn, Raleigh, North Midtown, 2805 Highwoods Boulevard in Raleigh, North Carolina, 27604. Their phone number, 919-872-3500. Registration and entry fees. $80 for all 4 games if paid in full on or before March the 12th. Mail-in payments must have a postmark of March the 12th or earlier. Payments can be made by personal check, cashier's check, money order, or cash. $90 for all 4 games if paid on or after March 13th. All payments received on or after March 13th must be for cash only. And $25 for individual or single games. Payments. Please submit all payments to John or Alicia Ingram. Make the checks and money orders payable to John Ingram. No personal checks, cashier's checks, or money orders will be accepted after March the 12th. Mail your payments to John and Alicia Ingram, 5400 Old Forge Circle, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27609. Here's the game schedule on March the 27th, Friday evening, beginning at 7 o'clock p.m., game number one. 301 countdown, individual, 9 rounds, double elimination. March 28th, Saturday all day, beginning at 9 a.m., morning game two, 301 round robin individual, 9 rounds. Midday lunch break from noon until 1:30. Afternoon game 3 beginning at 1:30 p.m. I gotcha individual, 12 rounds. And evening game 4 begin at 4 p.m. A 501 countdown, partners and pairs, 12 rounds, double elimination. You may choose your partner for this game. Highest ton and super ton. There will be cash prize payouts to the winners of the highest ton at the end of each game and the single highest super ton at the close of the tournament. Hotel room rate and for tournament guests. The hotel room must be reserved by March the 12th in order to get the group rate of $85 per night for tournament guests. This also includes a complimentary hot breakfast buffet for two guests per room. Room reservations can be made by one of the following means: over the telephone by calling 919-872-3500 and ask for the DART 2020 group rate. Online registration is also available by using the link listed in your email copy of this newsletter. That link will be active until March the 12th. And if you have any questions, please feel free to contact John or Alicia Ingram for additional information. Inquiries by email can be sent to aliciamcdonald3@yahoo.com. The RADL Officers and Leadership Team. President John Ingram, 919-227-6428. Vice President Daryl Hall, 919-633-3866. Secretary Treasurer Alicia Ingram, 323-839-3530. And the Co-Secretary, Co-Treasurer Susan Blackwelder, 980-621-2898. Growing around transit. We've heard that Raleigh should grow more around transit and that the housing affordability is key. Let's continue the conversation and discuss what that looks like in Raleigh's future. We have proposals for how to meet those goals, and we would love to get your feedback. Please consider joining us for one of our upcoming meetings in February. Thursday, February the 27th, presentation at 6 o'clock p.m. The whole session on Thursday will be from 4:30 until 7 p.m. This will be at the Raleigh Convention Center, 500 South Salisbury Street, in Raleigh. Go Raleigh routes numbers 7, 11, 21, and R line. On Saturday, February 29th, from 10:30 until 11:30 a.m., there will be a presentation at the beginning at 10:30, Martin Street Baptist Church, 1001 East Martin Street in Raleigh, and that'll be on Go Raleigh routes 17, 18, and 15. Can't make the meeting? Follow along at www.raleighnc.gov/BRT. Here's a benefit for the Governor Moorhead School. The Governor Moorhead Foundation cordially invites you to a wine tasting dinner benefiting the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind. This event will be held Sunday, March 22, 2020, beginning at 5 o'clock p.m. The event includes dinner, wine tasting, and a program. The cost is $100 per person. This evening of indulgence will be held at Dino's Capri Restaurant, Sutton Square, 6325-17, Falls of Noose Road in Raleigh. Please RSVP by March 16, 2020. For more information, you can log on to www.governormoorheadfoundation.org or contact Foundation President Mary Flanagan, F-L-A-N-A-G-A-N, at Mary F. at INFI and Infi, that's INFI online, all one word, INFIONLINE.net. Or give her a call at 919-782-8621. The Wake Federation of the Blind monthly meeting takes place at Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh, on the second Saturday of each month from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Robert Parrish is the president, and he may be contacted at 919-616-1606 or via email at robertcparrish7@gmail.com. The Raleigh Wake Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets the second Thursday of each month at Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road in Raleigh, from 7 until 8:30 p.m. Contact Lawrence Carter, President, Raleigh/Wake Council of the Blind, www.nccbinfo.org, for more information. His phone number is 919-856-0034. You're invited to check out the Arts Access website for a listing of audio-described performances. That address is http://www.artsaccessinc.org/ad-performances.shtml. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities next meeting will be on Thursday, February 20, from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 at the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street, downtown Raleigh. Ricky Scott is the Mayor's Committee Chair. His contact information is telephone number 919-673-8300. And his email is Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, Scott, with two T's, 09@gmail.com. Here's a save the date notification. The 17th Annual Raleigh Fair Housing Community Conference. The date is Friday, April 24, 2020, and the location is the Raleigh Convention Center at 500 South Salisbury Street in Raleigh, North Carolina, 27601. The conference plenary and luncheon, that all goes from 9:30 a.m. until 2 o'clock p.m., and the evening community dialogue goes from 6 until 7:30 p.m. This event is hosted by the City of Raleigh's Fair Housing Hearing Board in partnership with the Fair Housing Project of Legal Aid of North Carolina. Confirmed keynote speaker is North Carolina Supreme Court Justice Anita Earls. This year's conference will follow a new format, which will allow for more opportunities for community engagement and participation in discussions pertaining to the rights under the 1968 Federal Fair Housing Act and the city's Fair Housing Ordinance. The new format is a daytime conference plenary and luncheon, same as previous conferences, an evening community dialogue on trending housing topics and reception, including entertainment, and a vendor exhibit hall with representatives from the fair housing related organizations as well as agencies. Conference details and registration information are coming soon. And the final calendar item is a putt-putt tournament. The 32nd Annual VIP Miniature Golf Tournament will be held Saturday, April the 4th at Dan Nichols Park, 6800 Bringle, B-R-I-N-G-L-E, Ferry Road, Salisbury, North Carolina. Check-in is from 9 until 9:15 a.m. The entry fee is $5 per participant, spectators, family, friends, staff, etc., and may purchase lunch for $5 also. Registration deadline is March 20. Please mail registration fees to the Therapeutic Recreation Division, Rowan County, Parks and Recreation, 3541 Old Moxville Road, Salisbury, North Carolina, 28144. You may contact the organizers at... let's see, there's part of this missing again. I apologize, folks. The first digit of the area code is missing, but it's 04-216-7780. I'll double-check that before we have our next reading. Or you can send an email to therapeuticrecreation@rowancountync.gov. The website for more information is www.rowancountync.gov/VIP mini golf. And now to a favorite part of our program. Recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. And what could be better to look at and than that? Here's an editor's note. If anyone has a recipe they would like to share, please just email it to me, meaning Ginger, at outlawtaxi@earthlink.net. I'm always on the lookout for good and easy recipes. If there is something you'd like to know how to make, let me know, and I'll see if I can find it for you and include it in spare times. So for this issue, we're going to start off with mimosa butter cookies. Mm-hmm. Ingredients: 1 cup of butter softened, 1 1/4 cups of confectioner's sugar, 2 teaspoons of grated orange zest, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 cup of orange juice, 1/4 cup of champagne. Mm-hmm. That must go for the reason that they're having it called a mimosa butter cookie. And then finally, 2 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour. Here are the directions. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. In a large bowl, cream first 4 ingredients until light and fluffy. Mix juice and champagne. Add flour to creamed mixture alternately with juice mixture, beating well after each addition. Cut a small hole in the tip of the pastry bag or in a corner of a food-safe plastic bag. Insert a number 1M star tip. Transfer the dough to the bag. Pipe 2-inch circles 2 inches apart onto parchment paper lined baking sheets. Bake until the edges are set, 10 to 12 minutes. Cool on a pan for 5 minutes. Remove to wire racks to cool. I have to say there's something missing from this recipe. Because if you're going to open a bottle of champagne and all you're going to use is 1/4 cup, what are you going to do? Make mimosas. Next up, Death by Chocolate Brownie Cookies. Oh, boy. Ingredients: cooking spray for the pan. 8 tablespoons, that's 1 stick, of butter, melted and cooled slightly. 1/3 cup of all-purpose flour. 3/4 teaspoon of kosher salt. 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. 2 tablespoons of cocoa powder. 2 large eggs. 1 16-ounce box of brownie mix. 3 tablespoons of water. 1/2 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips. And 1/4 cup of dark chocolate chips. Mmm. Well, let's get on with it. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees, or if it's still there from when you made those great mimosa butter cookies, just leave it at 350. Line 2 medium sheet trays with parchment paper and grease with cooking spray. In a large bowl, whisk together butter, flour, salt, vanilla, and cocoa powder. Add eggs 1 at a time, whisking for 1 minute after each egg. Mix in brownie mix and water. Then fold in the chocolate chips. Scoop the cookies out onto sheet trays, using about 2 tablespoons batter for each cookie and separating them 2 inches on the tray. Refrigerate for 20 minutes. Bake the cookies for about 12 minutes, just until they begin forming a crust on top. They will continue to cook slightly as they cool. If you like crisper cookies, bake them for an extra minute. Then let them cool 10 to 15 minutes before serving. Oh my, does that sound grand? Well, now we have to go to more serious matters and important ones. Mayor's Committee scholarships. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities has funding from the City of Raleigh to award 2 scholarships for $1,000 each to assist persons with documented disabilities in pursuit of their academic and vocational endeavors. It is called the James Benton Achievement Fund. The academic scholarship is to be awarded to a person with a disability who is pursuing an educational goal. This scholarship is designed to assist with tuition, books, fees, and/or special equipment for undergraduate coursework from an accredited institution. Applicants must be residents of the City of Raleigh and must be enrolled in or have been accepted to an accredited undergraduate, post-secondary school, a college, a trade school, or other institution of higher learning. The selection committee recipients shall be based upon academic performance, financial need, character, school, work and community activities, honors, ability to express himself or herself in written form, personal motivation, and or leadership potential. The scholarship application must be received by the Raleigh Mayor's Committee at the address below by May 29, 2020. And that address is Human Relations Commission, Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities, Scholarship Selection Committee, 900 South Wilmington Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27601. Scholarship recipients will be recognized at the July Raleigh Mayor's Committee meeting. For questions, call Lori Millette, M-I-L-L-E-T-T-E, at 919-324-1128. This program will provide an investment in the capability of our disability community at large. Another scholarship called Friends in Art Scholarship, that's FIA. FIA is a special interest affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. They offer several programs, workshops, and a showcase of the performing arts during the American Council of the Blind Conference and Convention. FIA, a nonprofit organization with the mission of advancing accessibility and opportunity for artists and audience members who are visually impaired, offers an annual $1,500 scholarship to college students who are legally blind and who live in North America. If you are a high school senior or college student planning to or are currently majoring in the field of music, art, drama, or creative writing, and you are blind or visually impaired, we encourage you to apply. Please note, legal blindness is defined as an individual who has a visual acuity of 20/200 or less in the corrected eye and or 20 degrees or less visual field in the corrected eye. Only individuals who are legally blind in both eyes are eligible to receive this scholarship. To apply, please go to www.friendsinart.com and complete the application and upload or mail the required materials, including documentation of visual impairment from a medical professional, per the directions on the form, and do this no later than May 15, 2020. Please direct any questions to Peter Altschul, A-L-T-S-C-H-U-L, FIA Scholarship Chair, via email at searchforcommonground@outlook.com. And another scholarship opportunity. This offer comes from the American Council of the Blind, the ACB. They happen to annually award approximately 21 scholarships, ranging in amounts from $1,000 to $7,500. These scholarships are awarded to students attending vocational or technical colleges, entering freshmen, undergraduate students, and graduate students who are legally blind, who maintain a 3.0 GPA, and who are involved in their school or local community. To qualify, each applicant must be enrolled in an accredited college or university in the United States for the upcoming fall semester. To read the scholarship guidelines and complete an online application, please visit www.acb.org/2020-scholarship. Applications are being accepted online through Friday, February 14, 2020 at 11:59 p.m. Central Standard Time. Central Standard Time. That's today. Wow. Okay. Get cracking, folks. Only application supplements which cannot be emailed can be mailed in, and they must be postmarked no later than today, Friday, February 14, 2020. If you have any questions about the American Council of the Blind or the ACB Scholarship Program, please contact our Minnesota office at 612-332-3242 or one of our Scholarship Committee chairpersons, Denise Colley, C-O-L-L-E-Y, at C-O-L-L-E-Y-D-1952@gmail.com or Rebecca Bridges at B-R-I-D-E-G-S-R-J@gmail.com. Scholarship winners will be announced in May, each winner will be expected to attend the ACB National Conference and Convention, which will be held July 3 through 10, 2020, in Schaumburg, Illinois, outside of Chicago. And we have another one, another scholarship opportunity. This is open to any North Carolina high school students with any type of disability. For the 21st year, the Exceptional Children's Assistance Center, ECAC, is pleased to announce the opening of nominations for the Matthew C. Grazia Day Achievement Scholarship to an outstanding North Carolina high school senior with a disability. All students with a disability, including students enrolled in the occupational course of study, students who will be receiving a graduation certificate, and students enrolled in the Future Ready course of study are eligible for nomination. The first place award is $1,500 for any post-high school learning experience or training, or for equipment or technology needed for employment. The check is made out directly to the student. The application process is as follows. Complete and submit your applications by Wednesday, February the 12th. Well, we probably should not have read this because it is entirely too late, I see. Nonetheless, we'll continue with at least the information so you know what's going on. The applications were to be sent by one scanned document via email or emailed to the scholarship program at ECAC. And the winner, whoever that is, the student's high school guidance counselor will be notified by May 1. If their student is selected, the award will be presented by the winning student during the student's high school award ceremony. Based on applications, additional students could be selected as finalists and will receive a smaller check and a certificate. So, if you have any questions about that whole deal that's going on, you might want to contact Cheryl at 800-962-6814, extension 314, or mcgaward@ecacmail.org. And that takes us along to our Top Tech Tidbits. You can check out the Top Tech Tidbits online to see archived information, or that you can subscribe to them to have subscribe to have it come to you via email each week. The website is www.flying-blind.com. They offer classified ads for various pieces of computer equipment, screen readers, braille displays, etc., as well as the tech tidbits. For the latest recorded issue of Top Tech Tidbits, we are reading the titles and short descriptions. For the associated internet web addresses, please refer to your email copy of the newsletter or call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138 and ask the staff to look it up for you. Here is this week's edition. It begins with a phone conference call on STEM, STEM, the Science and Engineering Division of the National Federation of the Blind, and the National Association of Blind Students are presenting a joint phone conference on how blind professionals and blind college and graduate students are succeeding in courses to do with science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Take part on Monday, 24 February 2020, at 0100 GMT, or call 712-770-5197. The participant access code is 26566. A free 16-week introductory Mac course. iBug offers this course via Zoom, including homework, a student mailing list, and supplementary conferences. The course begins for March 2020 at 0100 GMT. Note that the course time is a Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock Central Time. And the change of the U.S. to Daylight Savings Time will cause the start time to change for those using GMT after the first week. Attendance is required. For information or to join, RSVP by Tuesday, 18 February 2020, to CHANE ellem.allen, A-L-L-E-N, at gmail.com. NVDA 2019.3 released. This version paves the way for future enhancements, adds a screen curtain, supports more Braille displays, and more. Lodestone for iOS. Lodestone was a popular GPS program for the blind under Symbian, and there is an iOS version costing $12.95. Best tablets for seniors in 2020. TechRadar provides these reviews. VoiceOver versus TalkBack. My time on the other side. This Apple Viz blog has some new input. Ulysses, popular writing app for Apple products. This app purports to be more powerful than others, and it is accessible. Episode 22 of the ANTAD, ANTAD, Podcast Discussions Encryption. This Android podcast for TalkBack users appears weekly. Vision Forward YouTube Tech Channel. Vision Forward has released a new tech video every Friday for some months, and they keep doing so, demonstrating magnifiers, wearables, and apps. This post summarizes the latest upgrade to JAWS and provides some comments. And then finally, dealing with the challenge of vision loss on Eyes on a Success. An instructor at the Carroll Center discusses adapting to vision loss. Well, you have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This program is readily available after the broadcast as a podcast at our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden, and I've been reading for the North Carolina Reading Service for Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws. So long until next time.